Solution for puzzle number 5. Each verse uses a different shift of the cipher wheel. First, line up the starting letter of the cipher with the correct plain text letter according to the poem. Then, match each enciphered letter on the inside wheel with the corresponding plain text letter on the outside wheel. Let all your things. Turn the inside wheel one space to the right so the outer A is above the inner Z. Have their places let. Turn the inside wheel four more spaces to the right. Each part of your. Unclip the metal piece and take your cipher wheel apart. Flip the inner wheel to reveal a hidden cipher wheel and put the metal piece back in. Now, match inner A to outer A. Business have its time. Leave it flipped. Match inner A to outer B. Remember to flip your cipher wheel back in case future puzzles require a regular Caesar cipher.
Congratulations! You have earned Badge 5 for the Labyrinth Quest. Place this in your Solver's Guide. Now, turn this page over to learn what happens next. With several booms, the vault door swings open to reveal a nearly empty room. In the center of the room, a small, narrow box rests on a low table.
We did it! Sonny declares. You all snap your fingers excitedly and send multicolored sparks flying.
The voice of Merneith interrupts your celebration.
Don't forget to flip your cipher wheel back. Leaving it that way will cause odd magic.
Okay, who's doing the honors?
The five of you glance around at each other. Finally, Connor nods toward you.
It's your turn, I think.
You grin as you flip open the box. Its cushioned interior is empty.
There's nothing here, you call out.
What?
Merneith asks uncertainly.
A roar sounds behind you, and you all spin to see the Minotaur charging. There's no time to even brace for impact, but suddenly a small creature jumps in front of you. A blinding flash, and the Minotaur disintegrates.
Once your eyes adjust, you see a tiny dragon, the size of a house cat, with smoke wisps trailing from its nose. It coughs once at you and purrs curiously.
It's so cute! Aaliyah exclaims.
Look at its collar, Sonny remarks.
You bend down, scratch the dragon's chin, and retrieve a note from its collar.
I thought the intruder might go for the wand. I sent Scribbles here to steal it first. It's with me if you need it. You're welcome, Xenon.
Oh, Xenon! Merneith exclaims. Well, looks like we'll need to visit our favorite math and science mentor.
Rumbling tremors shake the vault. Growling, the tiny dragon Scribbles hides under your legs.
What's that?
Connor shouts above the roaring echo. Merneith's voice shakes too.
That isn't good.
Learn more in next month's quest.